Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
How great thou art! How great thou art! Will you help me say that again? How great thou art! God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roar. Then sings my song, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! Go! Jesus. Well, my friends, we're going to try it again. I'm going to try to tell you who we are. Glory. But I guess by now you know this is that noisy church on the air again. The Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Here's where we believe in God for miracles, for God to work things out in people's lives. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Are you sick today? Are you suffering? Listen, my friends, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer today. Why? Because he's a mighty God. Not only is he a mighty God, but he's an almighty God. He is the almighty God. Hallelujah. All power, he said one day, is in his hand. And he is almighty today. So he can do whatever you need done. I'm going to be praying for you in just a few minutes. What I want you to do is let your faith loose in God. Because it is faith that moves God. And if you want God to do something for you, you got to believe him for it. If you want God to heal your body, you got to believe him for it. If you want God to deliver you out of that bad place that you're living in, you got to believe God for it. Some of you have a bad marriage today. God can straighten out your marriage.
Yes, he can.
Some of you, you don't want no divorce. You want your spouse to do right. God can make them do right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you got to believe God for it. You got to put your faith and confidence in him. He said all things are possible to him that believeth. Whether it's your body healing, whether it's your mind regulating, or whether it needs your heart fixing, or cleansing you from sin, all you have to do is believe God today. Put your faith in him, and he will do what needs to be done. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. He can say anything, heal anything, and I know he will. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything but fail. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, believe God for your miracle today. You're sick? Jesus Christ can heal your body. You got trouble in your home? Jesus Christ can straighten out your home. You got problems on your job? Jesus Christ can turn that situation around and fix it on your job. We just heard earlier today, amen, of one that had a situation going on their job. Hallelujah. And looked like everything was going against them. But Jesus turned it around.
Amen.
And fixed it for them and made it go in their favor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think it's really in your favor anytime your boss send you home and tell you to go home and he's going to pay you for the day. When you ain't got to work for the pay. I think Jesus done fixed that real good.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Song said, let Jesus fix it for you. Oh, he knows just what. you. Oh, my God. Jesus can fix it. Wherever you're under the sound of my voice. Doctors might have gave you a bad health report. But Jesus, he can fix it for you today. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand on the radio right now. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. My God, why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Jesus can fix it. He died to fix it for you. Yeah. Yes, he did. Some of you need money in your pocket. Get your wallet and put it on the radio right now. God can put money in your wallet. God can put money in your pocketbook. And you don't have to play the lottery to get it. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus can make a way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord. My Lord. Let us pray right now. Jesus, we're calling on your name right now. Oh, God, there's so many that's sick and suffering. So many in trouble today, Lord. So many, Lord God, need money in their pocket. Oh, Lord. The devil is fighting people tooth and nail. But I pray right now, Lord, knock the devil out. Cast out devils. Cast out demons. Come on out of here, Satan. I said, come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of sickness. I rebuke the spirit of poverty. I rebuke you right now, you devil, that's causing dissension and confusion. Loose your hold and come out. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, touch these sick bodies. Jesus, heal them right now. Let your healing virtue go through them right now. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. And oh God, I want to thank you. Thank you for working a miracle. Thank you for working a miracle. Thank you for making a way, Lord. Out of no way. Thank you for it right now. Thank you for giving somebody today a peace of mind. Settle their mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Come against every suicidal devil that's trying to take folks' lives. Loose hair, Satan. And come out in the name of Jesus. God rebuke you right now. Take your hands off of these people. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, work a miracle right now in these people's lives. Oh God, we'll thank you for it right now. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you, Lord God, for showing your divine power. In the name of Jesus, it is done. We believe you right now, boy. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Remember, my friends, you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. And we're certainly grateful to you that you've tuned into this spot on the dial to hear this radio broadcast, a broadcast that's designed for you to get your deliverance from the Lord. And we thank God today for this opportunity to come into your homes or cars or places of business. Even in that place where you ain't got no business being, we thank God you've tuned in there. We come today to be a help, not to condemn, but to help you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get on the right track with Jesus Christ.
Talk about
it. The song says, get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and he will show you. Station to encourage you to get right with God. Listen, you can't go to heaven if you're not right with him. Amen. You got to be right with God to make it into that kingdom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, before we leave the air, I'm looking at the clock. I want to remind you, we're asking you to write us this week, as we do every week, but this week we're even so more pressing on you to write us. So now our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, and the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. When you write me, just say, Brother Lawrence, I'm listening to you on such and such a station, and I'm in such and such a city. And also, if you can, send us your prayer request. We'd be glad to pray for you. And you can also, we ask that you also will send a donation to help us keep the broadcast on the station that you're listening to. Again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Now we just got through singing that song, Get Right With God. And we want to go to the Word of God on today. Praise God. In the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. That song is very fitting, praise God, for our scripture on today. Amen. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and we want to look there, hallelujah, at the, let's start right there, the 14th verse. Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. It says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, we've gotten to a point nowadays where holiness has been put on the back burner. But I want to tell you today, holiness is still right. Yeah. And a lot of this stuff that people is calling holiness nowadays is not holiness. I look at folks, how they talk, how they walk, how they dress, what they say and what they do, how they live, and they're trying to say that they're holy. No, when you're holy, you're set aside for God's use. That's why they used to say holy and sanctified. That means you've been put aside for God's use and to glorify God. But you can't do everything that the world is doing and follow all the customs of the world and call yourself holy and sanctified. Here the writer says, follow peace with all men and holiness. He didn't say be Baptist. He didn't say be Pentecostal. He didn't say be Church of God in Christ, Church of God, Presbyterian, Methodist, United Holiness, Apostolic, hello, Catholic, Presbyterian. He didn't say be none of those religions. He said be holy. He said holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You can be independent. He didn't say be non-denominational either. You know, some folks jumped on that one day and said, well, we ain't following no type of organization. We're non-denominational. That's a denomination. You're non-denominational. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that ain't what God called you to be. He said holiness without which no man, you got to live a dedicated life and a clean life unto God. You got to repent of your sins, first of all. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Be godly, sorry for those sins. And then repent and get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have Jesus' name call over you. Some of you went in the water, amen, and the preacher promised you he's going to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But he never did call the name, so he broke that promise. You can't go down just having the preacher saying, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You got to have the name Jesus call over you like it was done in the book of Acts. Acts records the workings of the early church and what they did. Nowhere in the book of Acts do you see where they baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost. They didn't use that method. They did it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 2 and 38 shows it the best. And my friends, this is what you must do. God is calling for holiness. He's not calling for religion. He's not calling for prestige. He's not calling for a whole lot of money and stuff. He's not calling for who you know and who you don't know. He's calling for holiness. He said, be thou holy, for I am holy. And he wants you to be holy today. He wants you to clean up your life, clean up the ways you've been doing, stop doing what you're doing that's wrong, and get yourself together. Amen. As the song says, get right with God. Time is winding up. We had our own Minister Sonny was here this morning. Amen. He's still in the audience. God bless you, Minister Sonny. And he was testifying earlier in the service before we went on the air. And he said, you don't have to watch TV. In fact, you don't have to watch TV to find out what's going on. All that's happening on the news, it's already been prophesied and said it was going to happen. So you don't have to watch Channel 5 or Channel 7 or Channel 2 or whatever station you're watching for the news. Watch Matthew 24. Amen? That's the chapter to watch. That's done told you everything that's going to happen. Watch Matthew 24. Praise God. And you'll see all what the news is telling you today is already written in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. My friends, we got to watch out for the times is drawing nigh. Things are drawing nigh. And if we're not ready to meet the Lord, we're not going back with him. I'm going to tell you right now, you can jump and shout and hoop and holler, run rings, swing off the chandelier, walk on the ceiling, do whatever you want. But if you're not holy, you are not going back with Jesus. You can fool around and believe some old jackleg preacher that tell you you can do whatever you want to do, go wherever you want to go, say whatever you want to say. I'm here to tell you, don't fool around with them people. Praise God, you're going to wind up losing your soul, and you only got one soul. Hallelujah, you only got one soul. And you fool around, listen to these people that ain't telling you right, you're going to miss heaven. Hallelujah. You got to be careful at what you do, careful at what you say, and you got to turn your life over to God. The scripture says, present your body a living sacrifice. Holy, there's that word again. Holy, God means for you to be holy, my friend. You've got to be holy and set apart for God. You can't mix and mingle with the world and still say you're holy. I look at some of our gospel singers. They're mixing with everybody. They're mixing because it's fame and fortune. It gives them a big name. But listen, the Bible says, come ye out from among them and be ye separated. You up there singing, I'm every woman, better than the person who made the song. Up there singing all them blues and things and talking about you saved. No. You done lost. You done missed the mark. You missed the boat. The bus pulled off and left you. Hallelujah. You got to come back and do it right. You can't mix and mingle with the world and do everything that they do just because it's prestige or just because it puts your name in lights. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've got to listen. It don't make no sense to have your name on the Apollo marquee and you go into hell.